This is VOA News coming to you by remote. I'm Gene Randall. Given the nature of COVID-19 and that it got increasingly close to him, maybe it was inevitable. U.S. President Donald Trump says he and his wife, Melania, have fallen victim to the pandemic. In a tweet, Mr. Trump said, quote, "We'll begin our quarantine and recovery process immediately. We will get through this together." The 74-year-old president was always at high risk for the virus, both because of his age and his weight. He's been in good health during his time in office, but is not known to exercise much or to follow a healthy diet. Mr. Trump has consistently downplayed the coronavirus and repeatedly predicted it would go away on its own, even as he pushes for a vaccine in the near future. Almost 208,000 people have died from COVID-19 in the United States, with the elderly and those with pre-existing conditions especially hard hit. The president rarely wears a mask and has ridiculed others, including Democratic presidential nominee Joe Biden, for doing so, and has belittled medical experts who argue that face coverings are a key to halting the spread of infections. In addition, Mr. Trump has continued to hold large campaign rallies, despite warnings from public health officials that mass gatherings could become high-spreading events. Last night on Twitter, the president had claimed that the end of the pandemic was in sight. Not long after that, news broke that Hope Hicks, a top White House aide, had tested positive for the virus. Hicks traveled with the president on Air Force One on Tuesday to the first presidential debate in Cleveland, Ohio. The White House has issued a new schedule for Mr. Trump's activities. It does not include a planned campaign trip to Florida. Still, the office of the White House physician says the president is expected to continue carrying out his duties without disruption, and that he and the 50-year-old First Lady are, quote, both well at this time. Meanwhile, the race for the White House is thrown into uncertainty, just a month away from the presidential election. More news online at voanews.com. There is also a convenient, easy-to-use mobile app. Via remote, this is VOA News. Former Vice President Joe Biden campaigns today in the critical battleground state of Michigan, where he will promote his plans for the economy, pledging to work at bettering the outlook for middle-class families. President Trump's COVID diagnosis comes as the U.S. virus caseload is approaching 7.3 million, by far the worst corona number in the world. The global tally from Johns Hopkins University, nearly 34.3 million infections and a death toll of 1,023,000. Among the latest hard-hit American states, Wisconsin, where Donald Trump rallies were scheduled for this weekend. 3,000 new infections in Wisconsin have intensified fears that new patients could soon overwhelm the state's hospitals. Following the United States in fatalities, Brazil, India, and Mexico. Together, those three countries have a combined case count of 12 million, with 322,000 fatalities. Brazil, at this point, is closing in on 145,000 deaths. India's coronavirus case figure has climbed to just under 6.4 million after it reported 81,484 new infections in the latest 24-hour period, with total fatalities in India numbering about 100,000. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson has wished President Trump an early recovery. A COVID victim himself in April, Johnson tweeted his get-well message overnight. European Union leaders today broke a diplomatic deadlock and imposed sanctions on Belarus in a show of support for pro-democracy movement activists there. Demonstrators in Belarus have been staging street protests against longtime leader Alexander Lukashenko, who claimed an overwhelming re-election victory in August, balloting which his opponents insist was fraudulent. There have been mass arrests of demonstrators amid charges that many have been tortured. France, Russia, and the United States have called for an immediate ceasefire between Azerbaijan and ethnic Armenian forces in the mountainous enclave of Nagorno-Karabakh. But Turkey says the three big powers should have no role in peace moves. France, Russia, and the United States lead the Minsk group of the Organization for Security and Cooperation in Europe, set up in 1992 to mediate in the decades-old conflict. They are urging the former Soviet republics of Armenia and Azerbaijan to commit without delay to resuming negotiations in good faith and without preconditions. In Scotland, First Minister Nicola Sturgeon has called on one of her lawmakers to resign after Margaret Ferrier admitted she had traveled while suffering symptoms of COVID-19, then tested positive for the virus. Once again, our top story, COVID-19 has struck U.S. President Donald Trump and First Lady Melania Trump. It is a development that dramatically alters the American presidential race, in which Mr. Trump has been trying to convince voters that the worst of the pandemic is in the past and that economic recovery is proceeding well. Via remote, I'm Gene Randall, and this is VOA News.